We're back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and wow, I got so much going on here. I have Gary Goldman to my right, my sidekick for this set of interviews, our ice cream reporter, candy reporter. What are you?
Any kind of reporter. You name it, Jeffrey, I am here, and I'm here to have a fascinating tale told to us by Justin Kittredge.
Oh, you're going to introduce my accent. You only care about what ice cream he eats.
I do care about the ice cream. Tell us about ice cream.
Chip all day long.
And we're also being hosted by our friends over at Gray, Gray & Gray, one of our partners. And Rich Hershen is out in the studio, outside of the studio right now, doing some work. But yes, this guest probably comes with more fanfare than anybody who's ever been on the show. I actually had threats about how to interview this guy. I hope you're listening, Mark Z. And we're talking about the famous, at least we hope he fulfills the dream, Justin Kittredge of I Slide In, right?
That's right.
So, Justin, what's the big deal about I Slide?
Well, I mean, where do you start? I mean, it's first, thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
It's definitely, we had an interesting start, so I like that.
Yeah.
It was great.
Right. I liked it when you held me.
Yes, yeah. Felt good.
You were feeling the bond, baby.
It felt warm.
I felt the love.
No, I mean, iSlide started, it officially started about 3.5 years ago.
Yeah. You haven't gone public yet?
No. A little bit of ways away. And hopefully, maybe soon. But
okay.
We started 3.5 years ago, and I was in, probably like most, corporate America for over 12 years. And just, tired of kind of the corporate BS. And
you were with Reebok previously?
I was, yeah. So 10 out of the 12 years was with Reebok. I left there the end of 2012. I headed up the basketball product category at the time. And it was just the right time. Like, I think most people, with corporate, they dangle the carrot in front of you of, good benefits and good pay. And, there was a lot of good things that happened there. But
and they have a great facility.
I love
the facility and the store.
Playing basketball at lunch and working out. And, you kind of get rewarded for working out the most. So it was definitely
if you were a market leader for office space, Reebok would be the market leader.
No question.
Justin, where did the spark come from for you to go out on your own? You're working for this huge company, obviously successful.
Yeah.
Why make the leap?
It was great. I mean, it was, so Adidas, as you might know, Adidas bought Reebok about 10 years prior.
Yes.
And over time, they shifted their focus from kind of an all-inclusive sports company to more of, fitness. So, for me, I was always a basketball nut. And, as we stopped spending and investing in basketball, it kind of the writing was on the wall with me. It was like, why am I so incredibly passionate about this category and this brand when, the company, it doesn't have the same passion as myself. So I started to kind of think about it more. And then I started to do some research with, what's out there. Because I knew I always wanted to be an entrepreneur. I mean, about 8 years prior, I got laid off from Reebok. So I ended up going back, obviously. But when I got laid off, it was by far and away, at the time, the most devastating thing that kind of happened.
I used to have a consultant who worked for many years, really, really talented guy. And he used to say to me, you can't be great in business unless you've been fired at least once.
Yeah.
It gives you perspective.
Oh, yeah. And it was pretty much, I mean, severance, that was nice, but it pretty much was a firing. I mean, there was no reason.
So it came out of the blue. You had no idea.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm people that are, listening to this, they're either already entrepreneurs or want to be entrepreneurs at some point. And yeah, that was certainly a wake up call. And
so iSlide.
iSlide, we should get to it. So iSlide is the only premium customizable slide sandal in the country. So everyone knows what a flip-flop is, a sandal, a slide. So the slide is what, you kind of slide your foot into. It doesn't have that little thong piece of
toe
mm-hmm. that goes in between, your two toes. So this is, it's more of an athlete thing, or as most people know them.
Are you manufacturing here or overseas? What's the how is the construction done?
Yeah, so we manufacture everything overseas, mm-hmm. and we bring it here to the States, and we customize everything in our own warehouse. So when I was looking at the industry at Self, it was there was really two indirect competitors. One are the big brands, Nike, Adidas, Reebok, Under Armour. All of them have, you know, good to great quality slides, but, you know, none of them customize. The other end of the spectrum was the low-end promotional flip-flops that are out there. The difference between us and them is that it's very low quality as far as, you know, the actual construction of the slide. There's high minimums anywhere between 50 to 100, and there's the lead time is 3 weeks to 3 months.
So, you know, I'm on your website. I love your website.
Yeah.
I don't see any Radio Entrepreneurs logo ID sandals.
It's coming. It's coming. I mean,
that should obviously be the first page, along with our pictures, Jeffrey. Don't you think?
Listen, you can have it within a day.
Maybe an ice cream logo. What do you think?
That would be great. An ice cream logo on it.
Absolutely.
That'd be good.
Truly yogurt.
I think some flip flops from Truly.
I really
yogurt
like
would be great.
The I'm awesome one.
Yes.
Those are really cool.
Yep. Yeah, so you can buy like what we have on there, or you can literally customize your own. So
if I customize a Truly Yogurt slide, for example, what would I typically pay for like your average slide? Is it a $20 item, $40 item?
One pair would be $50.
$50.
Yep, and you can make one at a time, which no one else can do.
Mostly corporate clients you have?
Some. I mean, it's pretty much spread throughout. So we do a lot of team business, and that goes from youth to high school to college and even pro. So we have an MBA license currently, but we sell to every team, every sport that you can imagine. We do corporate, we do wholesale, we do individual, we even do drop ship. So with brands that for most brands, you know, they'd have to open up, you know, 15 to 20 molds, spend thousands of dollars in inventory. For us, we can throw their logo on a pair of iSlides, put them on their site. Anyone that buys them thinks that it's that their brand slides, and they have to carry no inventory with no risk.
So, you know, I like what you're doing because it has a sort of corporate appeal to it. Obviously, the branded appeal, personally branded. You know, the Crocs, they came out, as you know, you probably know better than me, and they just ate up the market within a year, and then they just were flat.
Yep.
You know, the shoe business, and I've been in the shoe business a few times. It's a fatty business.
Yeah.
How are you dealing with that?
So, you know, being in the industry for a long time, you have a different perspective, right? It's really, really hard to go after. I mean, how many stories do you hear about companies like Crocs? Like very, very small.
No, it's not. That's an anomaly.
Right. Oh, 100%. So our whole model,
wear Crocs.
Right.
They are the ugliest things. I mean, ugly, but that's ugly, ugly.
Millions of people did for, you know, so
Someone once told me who ran an international magazine, there's no accounting for bad taste.
No, right.
He said that's the one thing that never goes out of style.
100%.
So besides custom made, how are you distinguishing yourself to get the advantage?
Yeah, so our whole motto is stand in what you stand for.
That's great.
And if you think about like what that means, it's, you know, everyone today is very passionate about something, and it can be an individual thing, it can be a team thing, a corporate, it doesn't even matter what it is, but every person that you talk to, they're passionate about something. So, you know, we do corporate events, we do golf tournaments, we do bar mitzvahs, we do like anything that you can imagine.
Nonprofits, I think about nonprofits in America are massive.
Huge.
So huge like, industry.
No one else can make a slide that you actually want to wear all the time. Like I said, the only people that really do custom are low-end promotional. You put them on, after 2 minutes you want to cut your feet off.
But given the lead time, is that an impediment to your growth along with other things or no?
No, I mean our lead time is under a week.
And you're not wearing that in the northern states in the winter.
Right.
Well, we are. But yeah, most sane people are not, you know, but yes.
Yes, he's wearing them.
Yes. Today, usually I'll wear my chipwiches, but like today I'm wearing my stand what you stand for. So no, I mean, we have under a week of production and even in a day if you need them.
Do you have a sandal for psychologists so that they can wear their socks with their sandals?
Yes. Oh, socks and slides all day long. What's wrong with me? You know, like, what's wrong with you? You can do it. Put whatever you want on.
How do you sell? And in between all the jokes, but how do you sell this? Is this sold direct B2B? Or do you have a sales force? Are you working with sales agents? How does it all work for you?
Yes, four main ways that we sell. One is you come to our site, you buy a pair of slides individually, one-offs. Number two is we sell direct to teams. and that can be our internal sales force or team dealers. And like I said, any age team and any sport, because they all wear slides.
So they sign up for a year. Is that how it works? And then
hey, our football season's coming up.
Yeah.
You know, we have sweatshirts and hats. We want something cool and different.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll buy the team logo on the top, and they'll actually be able to put their name and number on the side. So we'll personalize every one. We do wholesale, so sneaker boutiques. We're about to be working with Neiman Marcus pretty soon as well. So unique designs. Sneaker boutiques like Bodega here in Boston, they'll put their logo Bodega on the slides. They have a very strong brand, and they sell out in minutes. And then we do.
I think about restaurants in Cape Cod and places like that. Oh. Why wouldn't they be wearing that stuff?
I'm from there, so yes, we should probably be doing a lot more. On the Cape.
I think about like the Black Cat and all those different places.
Right. I hope they're listening. Right. So
everybody listens to this show.
Yeah. Right. And
while eating ice cream,
of course, on a daily basis.
And then the last one is dropship. So we allow brands and retailers with absolutely no risk to be able to put their brand slides on their site and sell them, and we'll drop ship directly to the customer. Those are really the four main ways. So we have some sales agents, but honestly, it's been word of mouth right now. We've been really, you know, truly lucky to have, you know, somebody gets them and they open up the box and it's nothing they've ever seen before. They wear them all the time, and then the word of mouth kind of really continues.
Oh, how great.
It's great.
How great.
We're lucky. I mean, we're just, you
so
know.
So again, tell me, what's coming?
What's coming?
What's the new fashion statement I'm going to be wearing next summer?
Yeah, what happens next year?
I got
the year
my checkbook.
After?
I'm ready to go.
Jeffrey's loaded. He can help you.
I love it. We love it. What's coming? I mean, we have new designs all the time. So anything that's new and fresh, anything trend. I mean, the slides are actually have been on the New York, you know, Fashion Week the last 2 years. So it's not just an athletic thing. It's actually more trendy as well.
So like a fashion statement as well.
100%. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I just left a convention of 1,400 people, and they just told us that next year's convention is Miami.
Done.
And I'm thinking, oh my God, if we could just do this with the convention, the goodie bags?
Yep.
1,400 zealots all wearing these sandals in Miami walking on the beach.
What? It's a
statement. Oh my God.
It's a statement, yes.
I'm going to have to get a quote.
Done.
And beg.
We got you. We got you covered.
Sounds good. You have partners?
So we've done a couple of I started the company of putting, you know, almost my life savings into it.
Bootstrap.
Yeah, very much. And it was expensive to start. I was able to save, made some good investments when I was younger and put some money away, you know, from Reebok. But since then, we've done a couple of friends and family rounds. And that's it. You know, haven't had to or haven't wanted to kind of go after kind of the VC firms or private equity just yet. You know, but it's, you know, we want to do it from the inside out first and go there.
You want control.
100%.
You want to lose control.
100%.
You're making money.
We're finally, third year in, we're profitable.
And that's the best way to get money is when you're making money.
Yeah, no bank would talk to us until now. So it's,
what kind of margins are there on that $50 shoe that you said? Is that like a 70% markup?
No. It's right around 50 points.
Yeah, and is that standard for the shoe industry?
No, they make much, much less.
They do?
Oh, yeah, between 30 and 40% is what your typical. And they're going straight wholesale. And they're fighting that battle. I mean, the wholesale game is changing so much with with e-commerce and customization coming together. I mean, every year you look at like the numbers from, online shoppers, and you know, people are smarter. They want, they're not always going out to the malls now. So we're being much smarter with how we distribute.
Well, we want to support you. We're going to be doing another couple of shows. Next time, would you come back with 4 or 5 pairs you can put on the table and we can sort of get pictures and get them on our YouTube station as well?
Done. Done deal.
Great. Preferably one with an ice cream cone on it.
Yeah, ice cream cone. Yeah, I like the ice cream. I think all your staff should be wearing these
absolutely
in the store with the logos.
I'll certainly parade around with them.
Yeah, well, we got to get you out of the suit. I can't believe an ice cream guy wearing a suit.
It's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, you're not going to get me in a suit. Actually, I wore a tie on the weekend. People were shocked.
Is that Jeffrey? No, it's not.
But not when I gave my seminar in New York. When I did the seminar, I came in jeans and a jacket. And actually, I got more compliments in my jean and jacket. If somebody wants to find you, how are they going to do that?
They can watch Shark Tank.
Yeah.
So we're on there tomorrow. So that's one way. The other way is come to our site, islideusa.com.
Great. We're going to like the Shark Tank show?
Oh, it should be interesting. Yeah. It's definitely, it should be entertaining.
We're not going to give us the outcome yet.
No, not
probably
yet.
Probably not allowed
right.
to.
No, we can't yet. But, I mean, I was on there for a long time. They'll edit it down.
Were those guys tame compared to Gary and I?
No.
Well, we better ramp it up then, Jeffrey.
Not at all.
But we have more personality.
Yeah.
And Gary's devastatingly good looking.
Yes. Yeah. Right. No, I've enjoyed
if you're
this
blind.
A lot. I enjoyed this a lot more, I think.
Did you miss that line?
Okay, we know how to find you. You're going to come back. Great having you on the show.
No, appreciate it. It was the best move I ever did, becoming an entrepreneur. It's like the greatest thing in the world.
Me
That's
too.
That's what we like
Love
to hear.
Love it. I'm a serial entrepreneur.
It's awesome.
Yeah. My name is Jeffrey Davis.
This is Gary Goldman.
Oh, Gary Goldman, the ice cream king.
Yep.
And we've been talking with Justin Kittredge of I Slide In. And I looked at the website. I got to tell you, if you're listening to the show, take a look at this website. It's great. It's great stuff. And I think we're going to have to get them for the Radio Entrepreneur staff, except for Taz, who doesn't cut his toenails. But and when he decides to start cutting his toenails, we'll get him the sandals.
Love the nickname.
Taz? Oh, yeah, he's a Taz, all right. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.